The Dodgers looking to avoid consecutive losses for the first time since July 20th and 21st, taking on the Pirates. Yasiel Puig ready for this one, showing off the glove in the sixth with his team trailing 3-0.
McCutchen hammers the ball to right. Puig back to the warning track, leaps up and makes the catch. Yasiel Puig's Gold Glove caliber season continues.
Taylor at third, Seager at second, Turner over at first base, fly ball, right field, did he get it? Granderson has just left the building for Curtis Granderson. Welcome indeed to the Dodgers. And the pitch on his way again, ground ball to second. Utley's going to go to second. They get one. It's not in time at first. We've got a tie ball game. Tie, we're in the top of the 12th. Roscoe delivers a high drive. That's hit well to center field. On his horse is McCutchen. He looks up, and it's gone. Yasiel Puig. He leads off the 12th here in Pittsburgh, and he gives the Dodgers the lead.
Moroff muscles one in the air to right. Puig is there, and this game is over.
The Dodgers still haven't lost consecutive games since July 20th and 21st as they defeat the Pirates 6-5 in 12 innings. Curtis Granderson becomes the first player in MLB history to hit two grand slams in a four-game span for different teams. He talked to the media after the game.
A tough opponent. Every time I face him, it's always a battle. He's a fierce competitor, able to throw everything at any time. We were finally able to get some runners on in that situation, and he just made one mistake that I was able to capitalize on.
You haven't played with Yasiel Puig until tonight, until obviously you've become a Dodger. Your thought about what he's been able to do, you know what he can do with the glove, but also starting to really mature at the plate and come up in big situations as well.
I remember playing against him and seeing that this is a guy that's possibly batting eighth at the time with 20 plus home runs, and he continues to add to it. He has the ability to go out to all fields. You see him without his shirt on. He's very strong. You see why he's able to do all that stuff. So I'm glad he's on this team and able to do the things that he can.
You have transitioned to this team seamlessly since coming over a couple of days ago. Just your thought about that transition itself, and when you're able to capitalize and contribute in situations like that with the grand slam, how much more you feel like a part of this club?
The guys have definitely done a great job of just allowing me to come in and be myself. All of them welcoming me in and just saying whatever I need, you know, let them know. But I don't really need too much as it is, and that's from the staff and also the players. So I'm just trying to come in, help this team win as many ball games as possible anyway, whether it be defensively on the bases or with the bat.
Did you think this game was ever going to end?
I was just hoping it would. I looked at the clock. I saw it was 11-something, and I was like, man, I'm so looking forward to getting some more sleep tonight. So at least we're out of here by midnight.
The series against the Pirates continues on Tuesday. Brock Stewart on the hill.